Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
All right, now, thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Mixed Martial Arts Podcast, brought to you today by, who are we brought to you by today?
We are brought to you today by mybookie.ag.
All right, if you don't know that voice, that means you don't listen to the GSMC Women's Mixed Martial Arts Podcast. Today, I have a special guest with me. I have Miss Sarah from the GSMC Women's MMA Podcast, and this special edition we're going to be talking about
Mayweather versus McGregor. And thank you for not, you know, making a joke about special. Thanks for just, you know, saying I'm a special guest and not taking it any further. I appreciate that.
Oh no!
Must be the softer side of Tate today.
It's fight night. Today is the fight.
It's the big fight.
The fight that no one ever thought was going to happen is actually finally. Today's the day.
The fight that I keep seeing on social media, people I would never expect to know anything about MMA or boxing are talking about this fight.
You know, my mom, my dad, they're calling me up asking me to record the fight for them and send it to them. You know, my mom, they haven't watched boxing or anything in years, but this fight, they're curious about.
Mm-hmm.
People that have absolutely no interest is asking questions. Who are you taking? You know, you look on social media and, you know, people that you never see a sports post or anything. I'm looking on my social media and it's like, I want McGregor to win. It's like, or they're pulling for Floyd. It's crazy. My first question is, the record is the highest grossing pay-per-view in history was that Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight,
mm-hmm.
which was, I believe it was 4.9 million. Will this pass that?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to blow it out the water.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just what we've been talking about for the last 3 minutes with people you'd never even expect to be talking about this fight. I think it's definitely going to pass it. Because not only do you have boxing fans, but now you have MMA fans. And not only do you have MMA fans, you have the Irish fans.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take a while to get the final numbers. But whatever the number is, it's going to be way lower than the actual number of people that saw this fight.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, because of the price tag, so many people I've talked to is like, I got a friend of a friend who knows a guy who's having a fight, and I'm going over there.
I keep also on social media keep seeing people saying, what bars have the fight? Where can I go watch the fight? I don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's just kind of crazy, you know. And with this is there's a lot of betting. There's going to be this is going to break the record for the fight that's been bet on the most. And that kind of goes with our new sponsor. Give me that name again.
MyBookie.ag.
Okay. And here's a cool thing about MyBookie.ag. Is the fact that for our listeners, anyone that wants to place a bet on that McGregor Mayweather, which we still have quite a few hours left, can actually go to mybookie.ag and enter in the code GSMC Sports, and they will match your money. That means that you put $100 down, you get $200 down. You put $500, you get $1,000. You put 1,000, you get 2,000. And with the odds being so close, there's a lot of money to be made. And so I know that mybookie.ag get a little bit of my cash. Speaking of cash and mybookie.ag, did you bet on the fight?
Did I bet on the fight? Well, it's like politics. We don't really talk about these sorts of things.
So this is one of those unspeakable things here. Okay,
politics, religion, and did I bet on the fight?
All right. Let's just say, let's get it right out the gate. If you were betting imaginary money, where would your money go?
Mayweather.
Wow, you said that with confidence.
Well, you know, I would love to bet on McGregor and have him win, because think of the odds have evened out a little bit, but still, you'd make a lot more money on McGregor. But I think I got to take Mayweather in this one.
Can you imagine, like, when this fight first started out, the odds were so astronomical. They started taking bets before they ever announced the fight, and you could just clean up. Anyone that put their money in, got their money in early, is going to, I mean, if McGregor wins, is just going to just really cash in. Now, with that being said, I'm an MMA guy, but I started out as a boxing guy. I have seen Mayweather fight in person. I've seen every fight of Mayweather. I've seen every fight of Conor McGregor. Maybe not live, as far as McGregor goes. I actually had to go back once he got to the UFC and then found some of his fights, YouTube, some other downloads to watch all his fights. And, you know, when I started thinking about this fight, and one of the things I think about, like, in that press conference, is they talk about how he's lost three times. But one of the things that people don't realize is the only time McGregor's lost is through tap out, rear naked choke. It's never been, no one has ever stopped or figured out McGregor while standing up. He has beat the best of the best standing up. His ground game has been his weak spot, not his hands. No one has ever figured out the McGregor hands. With that being said, no one has ever figured out the Professor Floyd Mayweather and his hands. And it's not necessarily his hands. It's everything. He's the total package. You can't hit him. You just can't get a clean hit. I mean, you know, when you listen to people and they talk about Shane Mosley hit him, and Zab Judah hit him, and Chop Chop Curly hit him.
But they didn't win.
No, but not only that, they're talking about three punches. With those, when they're talking about, like, oh, Madonna hit him.
In 36 minutes.
That's,
or however many rounds they were having.
No, in 21 years, people can only come up with three or four hits.
Yeah, that's because he's got that shoulder defense, that shoulder roll that he does.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so hard to hit. Do I give Conor McGregor a chance? I give him a better chance than a lot of boxing people do. I think a lot of boxing people are just not realistic when they're saying, you know, and I'm a fan of Max Kellerman, but Max Kellerman's saying, like, he's not going to land a punch. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. You can just throw a punch to the body and that's landing a punch. And then, you know, like, there's some fighters saying, you know, it's a failure if Floyd loses one round. Well, that's crazy as well, because I think Floyd should take his time, figure out, you know, be very cautious round one and two. And so I don't really care if Floyd loses round one or round two. I'm just saying, as far as my prediction goes.
Mm-hmm.
The key is just not to get caught and figure out a style. But with that, I think that Floyd has figured out everyone. Miguel Cotto, Sugar Shane Mosley, Diego Corrales, Canelo Alvarez. I mean, a lot of people don't talk about the fact that he just made Canelo Alvarez look average. And Canelo is one of the best boxers in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's the next big fight coming up, that's right? Him and Canelo Triple, and yes, Triple G.
Him and Triple G. So
that's in September.
If he can make Canelo look average, I think he will make McGregor look average as well. And I don't
well,
care.
The crazy thing is mm-hmm. that I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead. Read it.
I find it crazy that. Amazing, but crazy that so Connor is having his first professional boxing match against someone with 21 years experience who's undefeated, 49-0. I mean, you know, that's like just kind of throwing him in the going from the kiddie pool to
see.
I know he's got experience, yeah, but you know, he also can't throw a spinning back kick or an elbow. Or
he can throw a Superman punch, though.
That's true. With his muscle memory, he can't do any of those things that he's used to doing.
Now, I'm going to comment on that because that's been one of my big pet peeves. One of the things that have kind of got to me a little bit is kind of...
Oh, I got
lot
under
of,
your skin already.
Yes.
Yeah, 10 minutes in, go me.
But if Connor does knock him out, it would be so awesome if it was a Superman punch. Oh, my God. The first Superman punch to ever land in a boxing ring would be McGregor knocking out Floyd. Cancel Christmas.
It would be awesome for Connor, but I would feel so terrible for Floyd. I mean, your first defeat, and it comes at a guy who's never had a professional boxing match ever.
Exactly. Now, let me address what you said about the whole thing about Floyd's 49-0 and he's fighting a guy who, this is his first fight ever. Let me tell you this. I've boxed. I've wrestled. I've done kickboxing. I've done martial arts. All those, with the exception of wrestling, all of those, you do boxing in those. You work with your hands. If you're doing martial arts, it's about throwing punches and kicks. You know, you have to be able to handle your hands. The fact that he's done mixed martial arts gives, I think, Conor McGregor a great advantage as far as when things are tied up. I'm very curious to see how quick the referee jumps in to break things up because when things get tied up, that's right in that MMA, Muay Thai, dirty boxing world. Where, if in my true opinion, if he's going to catch Floyd, that's when he's going to catch him. Because MMA fighters, kickboxers, you know, that's what you train. Dirty boxing is such a big part. You practice dirty boxing.
Okay, so let me jump in and ask a question because I'm not as familiar with boxing as you are.
It's also called infighting in boxing.
Okay, so is dirty boxing allowed in boxing? Because they talk a lot about it in MMA, but I know they get broken up a lot quicker in actual boxing matches.
Yes, it is. It's infighting. It's the punching when you're kind of clenched together.
Kind of in that when they look like they're hugging, sort of not to make
go
it too
sit in
simple.
The corner
but
again,
I'm just trying. Okay, maybe. Okay, so maybe people who are listening don't want me to try to break it down for them so they can understand.
No. But yeah, it's kind of you're throwing punches in the clinch. A lot of times when a fighter, when things get close, you kind of smother another guy's punches so that they don't get a full shot on you. You can't pull back. So, but that's one of the things MMA and a lot of martial arts fighters do is they practice doing a lot of infighting, using your hands to get enough distance to throw a shot. And that's one of the things McGregor is actually very good at doing a lot of dirty boxing. That's where I worry about Floyd, where if the referee allows them to get things to be kind of rough, a little rustling, that's a huge advantage in Conor McGregor's corner. Now, back to my main prediction, and that is I got Mayweather winning this. I see it as a fight where if he's smart, round one and two, maybe the first two rounds, I think it'll be more of a fill-out round, very cautious. I can see McGregor really putting on the pressure to try to catch Floyd. But as things go on and slow down, I do see that Floyd will start to tag him. Kind of like I went back and watched that Diego Corrales fight. Diego Corrales was a much taller fighter, heavy-handed guy, but Floyd, through accumulation of punches, slowly beat him down and finished him off. And that's the only time, the Diego Corrales fight is the only time I've ever bet against Floyd Mayweather. And Floyd proved me wrong there. And I was a big Diego Corrales fan. I was a big Floyd Mayweather fan at the time. And I just thought Floyd is just going to be too small. Diego is just too tall, too long of a reach. And Floyd just totally negated that reach difference. McGregor's not going to have that, like a Diego Corrales reach on him or Diego Corrales height on him. He's going to be a lot easier to touch than Diego Corrales was. And Floyd had no problem touching him. That's the reason why I'm taking Floyd 6th or 7th round knockout. Correction. It's a knockout, but I got it as a stoppage where I don't think Conor's going to allow himself to get knocked out. I don't. I don't think, I don't see him getting knocked out and KO'd. I don't see McGregor getting knocked out. Also, McGregor has a really tough chin. He can take a shot. I don't even see him getting TKO'd. What I see happening is his corner stopping it between rounds. It's a great way to save face. If he's getting beat up and things, he doesn't want people to see him get stopped. He could actually have an excuse that, hey, I didn't quit. My corner stopped it. And that was out of my hands.
Right.
I would have fought till I died or something crazy like that.
Or however Conor McGregor would say it in his Conor McGregor way.
That's the best. I think that's the way. That's an exit plan that I think McGregor could use that can have him save face, walk out of there with $100 million. You know, is that I didn't stop it. My corner stopped it. But that's the way I see the fight ending.
Okay. Now, I have a couple more questions for you, but we should probably take a quick break.
I think you're right. Okay. We'll be right back.
So who are you guys picking for Mayweather-McGregor? It's the biggest match I've heard about in probably the last 20 years. And if you're looking to cash in on your sports knowledge, mybookie.ag is offering up to a 100% sign-up bonus on your first deposit. With MyBookie, you don't have to go to Vegas for great sports betting or ask around at seedy bars to find a guy who knows a guy. My guy is MyBookie.ag. It's online sports betting made easy, and they accept your bets anywhere, anytime. They even offer live in-game betting to bring the action anywhere you go. Trust me when I say they're the best, and I would never use any other sports book. Bet the fight, bet any game, college or pro. MyBookie AG makes it easy to sign up and even easier to play. They have some of the fastest payout times in the business with 48-hour processing. And right now, for our listeners, you can head over to MyBookie.ag and use the promo code GSMCSports. That's GSMCSports for a bonus of up to 100% on your first deposit. Expert or rookie, you gotta check out my bookie. Win some money on the fight today.
All right, we're back, and I have my favorite co-host from GSMC's Women's Mixed Martial Arts Podcast, Sarah.
Now, I thought you were going to say I was your favorite co-host, and I was going to be like, wow, Will's not going to be very happy. And then I realized that you hedged your bets.
I always hedge my bets. I say bet McGregor for the cash, bet Mayweather for the win. One way or other, you're getting paid.
There you go. Okay.
So you had some questions.
I have some questions. So okay. They're actually related questions. So you said that you see it as probably 6th or 7th round stoppage, maybe.
Yes.
Now, McGregor has said on more than one occasion that he is predicting that he will knock Mayweather out by the 4th round.
I've been predicting I'm going to win the lottery for years.
Okay, so we know that you don't agree with that, but do you think, so this is 12,
no, wait, three. Now, all jokes aside, though, if McGregor's going to win, I think that's within the first four rounds is when he has the best chance.
Okay. So that leads me to my follow-up question. This is 12 three-minute rounds, which is 36 minutes of fighting. Even when it's a championship fight in MMA, it goes 25 minutes. Five rounds, five minutes. Conor hasn't fought for 25 minutes. I don't think I've ever seen him fight 25 minutes.
You forget about the Diaz fight.
Good
and
call.
I know you saw that Diaz fight.
Good call.
Thank you.
I couldn't remember. But how do you think, can Conor stand up to 36 minutes? Now, he's definitely in shape. We know that. But can he do 36 minutes?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
And this is the reason why. Can he fight 36 minutes? Yes. He proved that with Diaz. He came in there with condition. Very conditioned. I think he's going to come in the best condition of his life. But one of the things I noticed about the Diaz fight, he was very strong at the beginning. He totally died and faded in the middle.
Three and four, right. I do remember.
Yeah, and then he got a second win and finished strong, which I think could easily happen here. The big difference is, number one, I do think he's going to put out a lot of energy to try to finish Floyd early. Number two, the event. If you look at the weigh-in, he was super hyped. Being super hyped is more hyped than I've ever seen him.
Which is saying something.
But that's not a good thing.
Right.
That's a good way for a guy to burn up a lot of excess energy by doing nothing. That's how, when you talk about the event swallowing a guy or being bigger than the guy can handle, I worry that McGregor is so hyped up for this. He wants this so bad. I think he'll expel a lot of energy. I think if he doesn't get that fourth, if it gets to the fifth round, I could see an adrenaline dump just because he did not get that fourth round knockout. And mm-hmm. It's just kind of like the reality that
I was thinking, that same thing.
Okay, we're in for a battle. The next thing is, and this is why I'm taking Floyd to win this, is the minute that McGregor runs out of gas and he's waiting for that second win, that the tank to refill, Floyd has proven so many times he can keep the same pace going all day. As a matter of fact, I can't even remember the fighter that was talking about this. He came to the ring. I mean, he came to the gym, and Floyd had just started doing jumping rope. And he's a professional. He's a champion. I can't remember who the champion was. But he did his entire workout for the day, and he had a fight. And when he finished and was wrapping things up and about to leave, Floyd was just finishing up jump roping to start his training. So Floyd had jump roped for like an hour or 2 hours straight before starting the training, before hitting pads or anything. So the guy was leaving as Floyd was just wrapping up jumping rope.
That's amazing.
You know, I don't care if Floyd is 40, 45. You know, that cardio, if he's kept his cardio going. Also, I don't know how true it is, but, you know, when Floyd talks about how he's been training smarter, taking more days off, when you're 40, you have to rest your body. It's important that your body heals up. I think that's a super smart decision on Floyd's part. The one thing that has recently come out that has concerned me was actually yesterday during the press row interviews. Floyd Mayweather Sr. came out, and I don't even know if you know this. He said he doesn't know if he's going to be in the ring, in the corner with Floyd. It's always normally either his dad or Roger Mayweather, both of them great boxers in the past. Roger Mayweather is his uncle, and it's been documented he's very sick and he wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been so. It's his dad that's going to be in the corner most time, a very, very famous trainer. But they have a big disagreement. And the big disagreement is Floyd Mayweather Sr. wants Floyd to fight business as usual. That means fight the way he fought Canelo, the way he fought Pacquiao. Stick and move, use your defense, find your holes, take advantage of his weaknesses. Floyd wants nothing to do with that this time. Floyd wants to bang. Floyd wants to knock him out. And that's been a big contention between Floyd Sr. and Floyd Jr. And you may actually see heading up his corner Floyd's cousin handling his corner this time, which would be the first time in his career, as far as I know. So, and had you heard about that?
I had not heard about that. That's interesting. You have a little family drama going on right now.
Well, if you know anything about the Mayweathers, family drama is their middle name. It is Floyd Money Family Drama Mayweathers. It's on the marquee.
What color is the sky in your world?
You don't understand. Dad and son got into it. Son kicked dad out of it. Uncle trained him for about a couple years. Then uncle was kicked out. Dad was brought back. Then they split up, and dad was training Oscar De La Hoya. And his uncle was training him. There's been a lot of drama with the Mayweather.
Sounds like it.
This is talking about being consistent.
They should have done a reality TV show around that family.
Oh my God, the Mayweather for reality show would be amazing.
And if you've never listened to the GSMC Women's podcast, first of all, you should be. But second of all, we have created more reality TV shows that should be picked up.
I would take the Mayweather, like. Roger Mayweather, he's older and sick now, and dad is a lot older. But if you could go back in time and go back 10 years, absolutely, that would be a fantastic. It would be a train wreck, tenfold. So, but in general, and with that being said, that's another reason why I think Floyd is so prepared. He's okay with the family drama, everything that goes on around him. Once he steps in the ring, all that drama, all the crowds, he feeds on you booing him. He expects you to boo him. He wants it.
This actually explains a lot about why he's so calm and why he was so calm throughout that four city press promotional tour that they did. And yes. Then at the weigh-in, he was just calm. Connor was hopped up on adrenaline and screaming in his face, like Connor always does. But Floyd's just like, mm-hmm.
Listen, Floyd is the man who loves to book fights on Mexican Independence Day, Cinco de Mayo, and find the biggest, baddest Mexican he can find and fight them.
Yeah, he thrives on drama.
And he loves coming. I think it was Cinco de Mayo. And was he fighting De La Hoya? Or he was fighting some Mexican fighter. And he's coming out to the ring with a giant sombrero on. He does not mind the boos. Most people, it's natural for them to say, I want the world to like me. Floyd has said, the hell with that. I don't care if you don't like me. Just pay me. And I respect that.
So back to what you were talking about a few minutes ago before we kind of got off on the family drama was
not a problem. The
training schedule. And he's been taking some breaks. Now, Connor has said he thinks that Floyd looks, what did he say, bloated?
All talk. Mayweather looked amazing.
I know a lot of it is smack talk.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you what you thought about the weigh-in. I thought he looked great.
The only thing I did not like. Now, let's talk about the weigh-in. Mayweather looked amazing. Connor looked a little dehydrated. And when you look at him, Connor's going to fill out. He's going to, I mean, with the way he's been dehydrated down and the way boxing is, literally, he's going to put on 20 pounds.
He
he's
said
gonna,
he figured he'd be about 170. When
yeah, he's literally going to walk in at 170. I don't like that Mayweather, I'm glad that Mayweather came in right, you know, in a little light, because I don't like the weight on him. It's the more weight, the slower he gets. He needs to have, and it sounds like I'm rooting for Mayweather. I just think Mayweather's going to win.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. What does he normally weigh in at?
I think this is only his second fight at 154, I think it is. So he's normally in the 140s.
Okay. And it's is boxing be, different? What's the weight range? Because he came in at they're like all one, about, they're all the 149 same. And a half, right? So
yes.
What
and it, he could have put on he could have went all the way up to one he could have put on 6 more pounds.
Okay, because Connor came in at 153.
Right, okay. He could have put on up to 6 more pounds and still been under the weight limit.
Thank you.
No, that's a good question because not everyone knows, but you know when the rehydration comes in, McGregor's going to be a big boy,
and Floyd's not dehydrated.
No, he walked around like it's the whole time.
He's not going to put on maybe a little weight, right?
Right. Floyd's going to actually have a lot of energy. And, you know, he's been eating. They show him eating Big Macs and everything like that. And that's all for television hype. Because Floyd's always been very disciplined with his diet. But if I was McGregor, in boxing, muscle doesn't matter as much as speed and stamina.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing I'm worried about with McGregor is that he's going to try to pull the MMA route, which is to come in at 173, 174, you know, all the way up to 175. The bigger he is, the worse it's going to be for him. I don't think that's a smart move.
Well, and even Mayweather said at the weigh-in yesterday something along the lines of, it's not about the weight, it's about how smart you fight.
Yes, and that's when Floyd is the smartest. Mm-hmm. Larry Holmes and Floyd are two of the smartest fighters I've ever seen in a ring. And so, you know, Floyd's always going to be thinking, always... You know, he has that little computer in his head, and he's working through. That's the reason why I want to see, like, if I think the smart decision is to see Floyd be cautious the first two rounds and don't just jump in and try to win this. And which I think McGregor needs to just let it fly right out the gate, tie him up, try to nail him with some dirty boxing, because once. I think after round, if McGregor has not stunned and really shook Mayweather within the first three rounds, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Cancel Christmas. It's over.
Because do we really have to cancel Christmas?
Cancel Christmas.
We can't have Christmas and?
No. No Rudolph for anybody. Because I could see at that point the speed drops.
Mm-hmm.
The stamina drops. When your stamina drops, your power drops.
Mm-hmm. And like we saw in the Diaz fight.
Right.
He really was not the same fighter for the round and a half or so that he was just gassed.
Exactly. Now, the one thing talking about stamina, his stamina has gotten better. But also, I think one of the big pluses is the fact that he can push the issue a little bit more because he's used to a 5-round fight. So he can push the issue and then go on a break a lot sooner, you know, where you're at the when you reach the midway point of an MMA fight, you're wrapping the round up in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at that 2.5 minute mark, you know, you're at the midway point. Boxing, it's just like you got to. You got 30 seconds and then the round's over and you can rest for a minute. So there's going to be a lot more frequent breaks and that's going to really help McGregor. And so, you know, you figure all that in. It's going to be an interesting outcome there.
I agree. I'm just looking forward to seeing it. So We've got a few hours left, and then it's the fight of the summer.
It's the fight of the century. This is going to break every pay-per-view record. It's going to break all the betting records. And so, I mean, I'm really looking forward to this. Everyone, stay tuned. After the fight, this is our pre-fight show. And afterwards, we're going to have a post-fight show where we're going to talk about who won, the outcome, and everything. And so that'll be later on today.
In the meantime, don't forget, if you want to place a last-minute bet, you should use mybookie.ag.
I already have. With that... You guys have a good one, and we will talk to you guys in a few hours after the fight is over. To all, a good night.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.